I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Rafah is a region with more than 1 million people seeking refuge. It's an area that continues to be an important conduit for humanitarian aid, as well as a safe departure for foreign nationals. And so any kind of operation that does not address some of these key concerns would certainly be opposed by us.
Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Tuesday that there has been incremental progress toward averting an entirely preventable human-made famine in northern Gaza Strip.
But much more is urgently needed, including the promised opening of the two crossing points between Israel and northern Gaza, so that aid can be brought into Gaza from Ashdod port and Jordan.
Guterres also said that a major obstacle to distributing aid across Gaza is a lack of security for humanitarian workers. The top UN court rejected on Tuesday a request by Nicaragua to order Germany to halt military and other aid to Israel and renew funding to the UN aid agency in Gaza. The International Court of Justice said that legal conditions for making such an order were not met and ruled against the request in a 15-1 vote, effectively siding with Germany, which told judges that it's barely exporting any arms to Israel. However, the 16-judge panel declined to throw out the case altogether, as Germany had requested. The court will still hear arguments from both sides on the merits of Nicaragua's case, which alleges that by giving support to Israel, Germany failed to prevent genocide in Gaza. The case will likely take months or even years. This is VOA News. People in Sudan have been resorting to extreme measures as a hunger crisis spreads amid a year-old war, and aid agencies warn of the risk of famine. Reuters correspondent David Doyle with more.
As starvation set in amid Sudan's year-long civil war, Lina Mohamed Hassan's family resorted to extreme measures to survive.
The children were collecting tree leaves and eating them. They took mango leaves and ate them.
The Famine Early Warning Systems Network, a global authority on food insecurity, reported in March that areas of Khartoum are at risk of famine. And it's not just the capital. With the conflict between the army and the RSF showing no sign of abating, hunger and starvation is spreading across the country. At some refugee camps in North Darfur, residents, medics and aid workers say people have resorted to eating soil and leaves.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Officers have taken protesters into custody after Columbia University called police to end the pro-Palestinian occupation on the New York campus. The scene unfolded shortly after 9 p.m. Tuesday as police were wearing helmets and carrying zip ties and riot shields masked at the Ivy League University entrance. Officers breached Hamilton Hall, an administration building on campus, to clear out the structure. Demonstrators had occupied Hamilton Hall for more than 12 hours earlier, spreading their reach from an encampment elsewhere on the grounds. That's been there for nearly 2 weeks. Columbia's protests earlier this month kicked off demonstrations that now span from California to Massachusetts. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been held in contempt of court for violating a gag order in his hush money case in order to pay a $9,000 fine. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The ruling, a rebuke for the Republican former president who had insisted he was exercising his free speech rights and on his way into court before the ruling spoke out.
This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted. Badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted. And giving us virtually no rulings.
Manhattan prosecutors say Trump and his associates took part in an illegal scheme to influence the 2016 presidential campaign by burying negative stories. He has pleaded not guilty. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration will move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. A historic shift to generations of American drug policy that could have wide ripple effects across the country. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.